Welcome to Anchored and Alive, seasonal nervous system support for women who are ready to stop forcing growth and start living in rhythm with their own energy. I'm Blaze, and each week we explore emotional steadiness, burnout recovery, boundaries, and self-trust in ways that honor the season that you're actually living in. Here, we choose soothing, sustainable growth without the hustle, hype, or self-abandonment. Let's anchor in and come alive. Hello, friends. The energy has arrived in full force. Don't panic. This week, I want to talk about what it's like when we have this influx of available energy and how sometimes, rather than feeling good about it, like sometimes we do, but there's other times where you feel really afraid or scared of how much energy you have. I know that I've definitely had entire years where I was worried in the summers that I wasn't capable of sleep anymore or something. And I was like, is something wrong with me? Am I broken? What's going on? Why? Like, I'm kind of tired, but I'm not. Like, I just can't sleep. I've got so much in my head. Like, the thoughts were really big and the movement was really loud and just things were going on constantly. And I was kind of afraid of it. Some of that for me is that I would describe myself more as an introvert. Like I want to be kind of quiet and left to experience things and observe things, but not have to dive in with all of the people all of the time. I love it some of the time. And this season is when I most often am like, let's join a retreat and go meet 100 new people and have a really fun time. And that feels really appropriate and great and exciting. And it also makes me question myself. And perhaps you're one of those people too. So if you find that suddenly you're craving all of this action and attention and excitement, and you're not sleeping as much because there's too many concerts to go to and fun things to see and be and experience and do, yeah, welcome. Welcome to the late spring, almost summer. It's okay. You're going to be fine. And I want to talk about how to cope with this questioning of ourselves about, am I right for being who I am if I'm kind of different this week or kind of different for this season or in this month? And I think it's okay. I think we all go through cycles within our own being and personality where aspects of ourselves come out to play at different times of year or are more prominent or just more available. This time of year for me, being a social person is more available. I tend to use it more. And I can also say that when I use it at its full expression and capacity, I then very much still am me and need time to recalibrate silently on my own the way I always have. So it's not that I've changed as a human being and what I need, but my ability and desire to show up and I guess be exposed, right? Be with all of the people expands a lot at this time of year. So I do more and I ask more of myself and I have that happening and available and it's going to happen. I need to build in the space for recovery time. And nothing's wrong with me if I build in that recovery space and I thought I was going to like sleep because I probably should. And then I just actually don't want to do that or I don't feel like it. It's so fascinating how the things that are true for me in the winter aren't true in the same way in the spring and the summer. And we're almost there. We're almost at that summer energy, and it feels different right now. It feels like I question how I operate and how much alone time I need, and I can get angry with myself for overextending. So a few weeks ago, we talked about the danger of kind of overcommitting and saying yes to a lot of things. In these moments, when the season gets full, when there's a lot on the calendar and, you know, there's so much daylight and so much going on, you're just up and busy all the time. It is easy to hit the end of the day and go, oh my God, I didn't stop. And I'm exhausted and I'm a little bit resentful. It's okay to notice that and figure out from here where you can offload some of that stress or that frustration or whatever builds up. So remember back to, I think, I don't know, March, when we were talking about boundaries and how when we're frustrated or angry, it's usually because a boundary gets crossed. We're kind of in a season right now of energy where boundaries start getting crossed again, and it might not even be other people doing it to you. It might be you doing it to you. And that's okay. And we can be kind to ourselves and go, right, that's an aspect of this energy in this season of having so much and having so much available and committing to doing so much and then realizing we're tired and we didn't actually want to do quite that much. And maybe we feel bad about not saying yes to everything. That's definitely a factor. I don't want to miss out on anything. I want to go out with all my friends and see my brother and see my dad and go for walks. And I want to have all the hikes and I want to go to the beach and all of the things as it's becoming more and more beautiful to do so. And I want to get out in the garden and I want to see all the birds and see little baby bird nests and all that cool stuff. But I can't do everything. And I think all of us realize at some point in the frenzy of this season that we can't do everything, even though we might have said yes to everything. It's already on our calendar and it's happening. So here's what I can say is that right now we have high energy. Sometimes we get scared when we have this much energy that there's a collapse that's pending, that like we're just on the cusp of crashing. The good news is most likely we're not there. This is still not quite the peak of the summer. There's still time to calibrate. And having all of that energy doesn't mean that something bad is about to happen or that we need to be in a frenzy to get everything done. You're actually in a season of maintaining right now already. Whatever you've planted, whatever you've started, it's already happening. And it's okay to just kind of dig in there and have fun and let it be what it is. Less of you is going to be required from here on out soon. That sounds like such a relief to even just hear that out loud is soon. You don't need to do as much. It's going to kind of maintain itself. Ah, that feels good. Soon, everything that I've already planted kind of starts taking care of itself a little bit and my maintenance gets a little bit less. It might be a different kind of intensive and it might take actual time, like more time from me, but it doesn't have to be intense constantly. It doesn't have to take all of my mental effort. It doesn't need to even take all of my physical effort. Sometimes, this is going to sound radical, we can just show up and dial it in. It doesn't need to be perfect all the time. So it's okay that we are out and about and busy and doing and having fun. And here's something else that I notice at this time of year is because we're so busy, we might start to get a little bit flaky. So this is where all of that management and logic and practical capacity that we were just enjoying so intensely in the earlier part of this year, it's starting to back off now. And we're going into a much more visceral and felt and emotional and just sensual season of the summer. And as that's approaching, our brains are starting to be like, meh, don't really want to think anymore. Just want to go to the movies. Don't really want to think anymore. Just want to have a barbecue. Like all of those things are starting to feel like everything we want to do. We don't want to plan meals. We don't want to do stuff. So this is where we can lean into the fact that hopefully we've already harnessed the capacity of the earlier part of the year and planned some of these things. And we can just lean into that and do the thing that we said we were going to do without having to spend energy on deciding anymore. I think spring energy is all about making decisions. And as we're ending the spring and moving into the summer, it's about tending those decisions and living with those decisions and finding the ways that let us live with those decisions in a more comfortable manner. This is a good week to decide what kind of breaks and fun things you want to have. If you're joining like outdoors teams and you're going out, like my dad does pickleball, all of that stuff is starting to get fun and be more outside and it's not the indoor courts anymore and it feels really great. For me, I'm planning lots of like weekly trips to go out by the ocean and do my walks, not always on my street. Like I need the variety now. So there's a craving to just get out because everything is available and like there's parking and there's places to go and I've got the pass already for all of the Connecticut parks and it's going to be great. So I can go test out new places and spaces. All of that allows me to have a place to channel all of this energy without making huge decisions and without altering the whole structure of my life, I guess. So enjoy that this energy is building. Enjoy the things that you already have going. And recognize that when you have panic about it or you start being worried about it, that's normal. It doesn't mean that anything's gone wrong. When you're worried about how much energy you're using or if you're going to have to do it forever, remember again that this is just a blip in time. And no, you don't have to keep up this level of awakeness and intensity and interaction any longer than you want. But right now, you might almost feel compelled to do it. And that's okay too. I think it is seasonal. And you can ride with it. Again, when your brain and your body knows that there's an off-ramp for something, it's a whole lot easier to cope with that level of energy or that level of activity. I find that even with seasonal gatherings and planning holiday events and stuff, knowing for me the order of what's going to happen, who's coming and when and for how long, helps me to just get on board and enjoy what's happening without worrying about it so much. I always have panic when I don't know how long something is going to go or I don't know how much of my involvement is needed. I guess I'm the kind of brain that needs to have some of that understood in order for me to calm down. If you're someone like that, it's okay to answer those questions or ask them of other people, like, how much do you need me here? How long is this commitment? If I gave you 4 hours of my time, is that enough of my time for you to get what you need from this interaction? I find being specific and being clear really helps me relax and enjoy, and I find that I give even more when I know what's going to happen next. So I wanted to share that with you as well in case it is a helpful idea or a way to help you keep going. I hope that as the summer progresses, I am able to, it's interesting. I have so much energy and I am enjoying it, but I'm also, I already know that I only have a few more weeks of this level of energy and I'm going to want to chill it out a little bit. I also know that my timing is off from youth. So my daughter has way more energy for way longer than I ever will have ever again in my life. At one time, I too had that level of energy, but I can't remember it now. So having a child is like having that just thrown back in your face. Like, remember when you had life? Remember when you had desires? She is so excited about summer vacation coming. And I actually think I'm going to talk about that in the next episode because so much is coming. And I need to prepare myself and anyone else who's parenting young children or teenagers knows, like, oh my gosh, it's a lot. Even animals, like, we all get, they get frantic this time of year and they want to go out and they want to play and they've got all the energy. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But it's all good. I find that even as I'm speaking to you, I've had this huge grin on my face the whole time. And I think that's also the energy of leading into summer, is that there's so much joy becoming available. And the spontaneity that can happen where you can just get in your car and go somewhere and it's light out long enough that you can just go somewhere and you get out of there and it's still nice. And it's 7 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night. Soon in June, like, it's light until almost 9 o'clock at night. I can't wait. It's so wonderful. You can go out and have like a fire and a barbecue and the smells of it are lovely and fresh foods are going to start happening and gardens are blooming and flowers are happening. Like, it's just such a joyful, exciting, wonderful time. I love it. I sometimes wish like it was like that all year long. And then I realized that if it was, I would be completely and utterly exhausted. And I actually do like living in New England where it's seasonal and it does quiet down for some of the year and remind me to chill out and just go with what's happening instead of what I think should be happening all the time. So my friends, I wish you a week of happy, bubbly, excellent energy, that you are able to embrace it for what it's worth and enjoy the heck out of it while we have it. Next week, we're going to talk about all of the prep that is going to happen for those of us who are preparing for summer. All of the new routines, the changes that happen if you're in a family dynamic. I know not all of us are, and you might be faced with some of us like out there in the world frantic and panicking. So I'll help you identify us if you see us at shopping centers or just anywhere. You'll go, ah, that's someone dealing with children. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Before you go, I wanted to let you know that I'll be holding a live summer solstice gathering on June 24th. If you're feeling the shift in energy already and you want a space to move through it with support, you're very welcome to join us. You can find the details on my website. Thank you for joining me this week. This podcast is one part of a larger seasonal ecosystem of support. Through the course and seasonal workshops, we move beyond ideas into sustained practical growth and rest cycles at a pace that your nervous system can truly integrate and trust. You can learn more at anchoredandalive.com whenever it feels right. Until next time, stay steady, and we'll meet here again next week.